The Four Insights Radio Show.
Welcome to episode 16 of the Fallen Fives radio show, your one-stop shop for fall rarities and fall connections. Recorded for BBC Radio 3's Mixing It in October 2005. Now to one of those fall borrows. This Nation's Saving Grace provides quite a few examples of these, and this 1968 Monkey single seems to have been the inspiration behind the riff on Barmy.
Makes me feel
That cover of My New House was by the Black Eyed Snakes from a 2004 various artists tribute album called Perverted by Marquis Smith that I've played a couple of tracks from in previous shows. Before that, you heard Valerie by the Monkees, a single that reached number 3 in the US and number 12 in the UK in 1968. In live shows between 2001 and 2003, The Fall frequently played Kick the Can and F Holding Money as a medley. Here's an example, recorded in Dortmund in March 2002.
I'm
Kick the Can and F. Olding Money, recorded live in 2002. The Kinks' cover Victoria became the Fall's second highest placing single in 1988, when it reached number 35 on the UK charts. The Kinks reached number 33 with the song back in 1969, and this was on the B-side.
Well, Mr. Churchill said, we gotta fight the bloody battle. We gotta save our tin, and all the garden gates and empty cans are gonna make us win. We shall defend our island on the land and on the sea. We shall fight them on the beaches, on the hills and in the field. We shall fight them in the streets. Miss Montgomery says, and Miss Mountbatten says, we gotta fight the bloody battle to the very end. As Mary Lynn would say, we'll meet again someday, with all the sacrifices we must make before. Thank you. begins. We gotta show some courage and some discipline. Gotta black out the windows, nail up the doors, and keep right on till the end of the war.
Mr. Churchill says, the B-side to the Kinks' Victoria, and I doubt you'll ever hear a more English song than that. Now, the Peel Sessions box set is amongst the most essential of all fall releases, and listening to it from start to finish, if you have 7 hours to spare, is an incredibly rewarding experience. Tucked away right at the end is a song that the group only recorded once and never played live at all. Here's the person best qualified to tell you about it.
As I mentioned, it was my birthday over the weekend, and got loads and loads of extraordinary presents, you know, from family and friends and so forth, and I was enormously grateful for all of those as well. One of the very best of them, though, I have to admit, was an assemblage put together by Louise, Hamid and Mark from this programme, and lots of kind of greetings cards that they'd got from various bands that had done sessions for the programme and from people who work here at Radio 1, and put them all in a scrapbook and things. And in the very front of the scrapbook was an acetate with a couple of tracks on it, which will be available only on this acetate. Am I right in saying that?
Yes.
And therefore available really only to me, actually, when it comes right down to it. And see if you can guess which two bands are featured on this acetate. I'm going to play you one of the tracks now, and it shouldn't take you too long, I think, to work out who this is.
Step inside. Search.
And Job Search is the title of it, The Fall, of course, and if you want to hear that again, you'll have to come round to my house. That's probably a rather reckless thing to say. Forget I said that.
OK, John, we will. That was Job Search, presented to John Peel for his 65th birthday and played on his show on the 31st of August 2004, just a couple of months before he died. The band on the other side of the acetate, by the way, were Half Man, Half Biscuit. Now, the scratchy guitar on Job Search reminded me of this.
Again, the witch.
two early versions of 2x4. First, you heard Fiend with a Violin from the 1996 Receiver compilation of the same name. Fiend's lurid red cover, featuring lettering apparently designed by somebody only just mastering Microsoft Paint, was largely based on an illustration by Victorian caricaturist and illustrator George Cruikshank. The second version that you heard, entitled New Fiend, was included on the omnibus edition of The Wonderful and Frightening World. The Fall's 15th Peel session, recorded in January 1992, was the start of a sequence where the same lineup appeared on three sessions in a row, the only time in the group's history that that ever happened. And one of the tracks that they performed was Kimble, a loose cover of a Trojan reggae tune by Lee Perry, released in 1968 under the name The Creators.
Archer! I've got you where I want you.
Hold up! He's out!
Oh! You never knew I was a rock. That's why you try.
Hi Steve, this is Ian with my contribution to my favourite Fall song for your Fallen Fives radio show. There's such a volume of tunes that MES generated that picking one is genuinely a very difficult thing. My choice now is probably different from what it would have been prior to Mark passing away. In the end, my pick is a kind of obvious one, and that's Bill is Dead. People have written about this song a lot, and I know it started out as a sort of skit on the Smiths and ended up being something else. But for me, it illustrates the enigma that Mark was, and the subject matter is basically his favourite things, or what we perceive as being his favourite things, which are women, drugs, drink, and maybe having a bit of a punch-up or a confrontation in the pub. But when he says, or he sings, and he is singing in this case, "This is the greatest time in my life. I'm glad that he did sing that." And he always seemed to be a grudging hedonist, as if he was in some sort of indulgent self-flagellation or disciplining himself or something like that. And, you know, always coming over as curmudgeon about everything that he did. But this song makes me feel happy because it's a good song and it's a great song. And sad at the same time because he's not around anymore to generate any more songs like this or write anything else. But today, this is my favorite Fall song.
Thank you. these times of my life. This is the finest town of my life. These are the greatest sounds of my life. This is the finest town of my life. These are the greatest sounds of my life. This is the biggest town of my life. These are the finest towns of my life.
Bill is Dead, the choice of Ian Gelling, a gentleman who I have known for many years, as we are both long-standing members of Scopitones, the Wedding Present online forum. Thanks for sending something in, Ian, and best wishes to both you and Steph. That version of Bill is Dead was a live one taken from Oxymoron, yet another of those late 90s receiver compilations. In typical fashion, it's not clear when or where it was from. If you'd like to send in a voice recording explaining your special fall song, then please send it to thefallinfives@mail.com. Live at Deeply Vale was a live album recorded at the People's Free Festival at Deeply Vale in July 1978, the occasion where MES first met Grant Showbiz. Tacked on the end was this brief medley of rehearsal takes.
Barbed wire as in back inspired.
Yeah.
an unofficial anthem for the 2010 World Cup. That was England's Heartbeat by Shuttleworth, which comprised of Jenny Shuttleworth, also known as Girl Peculiar, and Ed Blaney, and featuring MES on vocals, of course. Before the final track, here's the answer to last week's quiz. The odd one out was Laptop Dog. All the others contain the word computer. I think it's my PA's computer on Dr. Buck's letter. What's a computer? Eat yourself fitter. You post out 60-page computer printouts on Glam Racket, and Psychic Dance Hall has There's a Computer Centre over the road. Here's this week's challenge. What's the odd one out from this list? Kinder of Spine, Impression of J Temperance, Sing Harpy, Various Times, Gotta See Jane. Tonight's last song was one of the B-sides on the 12-inch of There's a Ghost in My House. It's a rather atypical full track with jazzy and prog elements to it. This is Markle Sinkus. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
The Four in Fives Radio Show.